Claiming the gift of making the wisest choice. In times past, I have made choices that did not turn out to be the best for me. I am looking for the path that leads to joy. I release the impulsivity I had as a child to follow my heart without studying answers out in my mind first. I release the tendency to listen to the well-meaning voices of friends and family who are calling out the answers to me, realizing that I need to determine with thee and for myself what is right for me, for I am the one that has to live with the consequences of my choices. I release the fear of hurting others' feelings, which causes me to feel manipulated, shamed, or guilty for not choosing to do what they tell me that I should do. I release the need to get everyone else's opinion on a subject before I make a choice. I ask for the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost, who knows the end from the beginning and who knows what will ultimately be best for me in every given circumstance. I release the need to have all the answers now. I release the need to make a choice in the moment until all the facts have been gathered. I realize that sometimes I have not been patient enough to wait for the divine answer. I realize the tendency to do my own will. I release the tendency to do my own will. I realize the need I have to get a conviction from thee about thy will. I release the tendency to make foolish, irrational, insensible choices, and the belief that my choices are not good and wise ones. I release the fixed beliefs from childhood that others in authority over me can make better choices for me. I release the parental voice that continues to speak to my mind, reminding me about the foolish and unwise choices I made in the past, and the fear that I probably won't get it right today either. I release the fear of what the consequences might be to a given choice. I release the spirit of procrastination, which has caused me to lose out on opportunities because I did not make any choice at all. I release the need to know all the answers up front, but to simply get the spirit of the Lord to keep it and follow it. I release the tendency I have created to rebel at the voice of authority. Thus, I have sometimes made poor choices simply to avoid doing what an authoritative voice is insisting I should do. I embrace the correct principle the voice of authority may be trying to remind me of. I release the spirit of pride that resists following correct principles and persists in doing life my own way. I release the spirit of egotism, pride, rebelliousness, and defensiveness. I claim the spirit of the child, obedient, easy to be entreated, humble, teachable, meek, and gentle. I release the anger, resentment, rebellion, defensiveness, retaliation, hurt, frustration, and irritation I felt as a child for not being allowed or encouraged to make my own choices, or for being demeaned and intimidated into feeling that if I made a choice other than the one a voice of authority said I should make, that I was bad, unlovable, rebellious, indignant. I release the double bind that keeps me dependent upon authority to make decisions for me, as I release the need for approval and the resentment that I have felt for that voice for trying to make my choices for me. I release the addiction I have to be told what to do and when to do it for fear that I might do it wrong. I release the need to please others and betray myself. I release the unrighteous dominion that yoked me as a child and shackled me to do what others said I should do. I release the fear of doing my own thing, even if I believed it to be right for me. I release the root of insecurity that is located in my heart and mind, the original wound, to the Savior's touch. I see healing light enveloping my heart and mind. I breathe out the belief that I am not good enough, smart enough, capable enough, wise enough, discerning enough, or intelligent enough to make wise choices. I release the sadness that I feel for all the choices I made that hurt myself or affected the happiness of others. I release the feelings of self-judgment, self-blame, self-accusation, self-condemnation for making choices that brought me sorrow, knowing that every experience can have wisdom gleaned from it. I claim now the blessing in disguise from every sorrow I've seen. I humbly petition the Lord for mercy, love, and forgiveness for myself first and foremost, knowing that I must experience His pure cherishing of me before I can truly and sincerely offer it to anyone else. I ask for a release from enabling others to govern me. I reclaim my personal power and ask for help in redefining my boundaries so that I may have the space and time I need to mature spiritually and grow emotionally up. I release the energy of anyone, man, woman, or child, who I have given authority and power over me to make my choices. I ask for the energetic surgery to be performed on a subconscious, conscious, and creative conscious and heart level to separate me from the control I have been suffering under and to perfect those relationships that I grew and enabled to become dysfunctional. I ask to be released from those I have given my personal power. I ask that all unseen, dysfunctional ties be severed, and I claim sacred ties, righteous principles to govern all my relationships now. I reclaim my wounded child, that psychic part of me that has believed that it cannot make good or wise choices, and ask to be healed of this belief and these thought patterns in this precise moment. I ask that the Holy Ghost may heal my subconscious, conscious, and creative conscious mind from all time frames wherein I learn to see myself as incapable, lacking in confidence, shy, reserved, afraid to move ahead, fear of what was around the next bend, procrastination, the belief that I am bad, wrong, not enough, unintelligent, or incapable of making good and wise choices. I ask that I may be healed at the earliest age where an original wound occurred, and that I may spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and socially be matured up in this moment. I visualize now the Savior embracing the little child in me. I see the little child's tears being dried by his kind and tender finger. I see the hope returning to once tear-filled eyes and a new belief forming as a shaft of light, truth, and pure intelligence. I see confidence returning to the child. I see the child growing now, maturing up through toddlerhood, childhood, teenage years, adulthood. I see the choices that were perceived as an accumulative history of failures, mistakes, and errors, all becoming at once, through the gift of the atonement, a gift of wisdom to be used in making future choices. I claim the gift of discernment in the making of all my choices. I claim the ability to see clearly the path of joy that the Lord desires me to take now. I claim the feelings of trusting in the Lord and leaning not unto my own understanding. I claim the sense of knowing what is right and what is wrong for me. I claim the courage to do what is right and let the consequence follow. I claim the guidance and direction of the Savior in all choices that are ready for me to make now. I claim the inner wisdom to know the Lord's divine will for me. I claim that my will is His will for me. I claim peace in righteous doing. I claim the peace that passeth understanding when I make a choice that is right for me, so that I will know in that moment that I have chosen the right. I claim the gifts of the Spirit to abide with me when I make crucial choices that are life-changing for me. I claim the ability to discern what is around the next bend. I claim the gifts of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, godliness, kindness, temperance, brotherly kindness, long-suffering, patience, diligence. When expressing my choices to those that my choices affect and ask for peace to be upon them as well, I ask for peace to settle in my heart about the relationships that I have been dancing with that are causing me sadness and grief. I ask that I can gracefully make the changes in my behavior and explain the path that I am on will lead to greater emotional and spiritual health. I claim the path that leads to joy. I claim the ability to dance with joy. I claim forgiveness for my sins, errors in judgment, insecurities, inadequacies, follies, failures, shortcomings, and weaknesses, and ask that I may lay claim to thy mercy and thy grace, that all of my weaknesses, through my humility, may become strong unto me now. I claim the path of joys unencumbered. I claim the path of peace uninterrupted. I claim the path of progression to be laced with the elements of love, light, and truth. I claim light over darkness. I claim the path that is better over the path that is good. I claim the gift of personal revelation and pure knowledge to distill upon my soul as the doctrines of the priesthood distill as the morning dews. I claim a life filled with love, light, truth, and liberty. I claim to be victorious in this moment by releasing the victim mentality and claiming the victorious mentality. I claim the gift of the atonement to pardon my sin of enabling my children, my spouse, myself, and others from usurping control over me. I claim pardon for my sins and symptoms originating back into childhood wounds. I claim the blessing of having the path to joy unfold to me now, wherein I can experience the greatest blessings, the greatest privileges, opportunities, rewards, joys, happiness, and above all, the abundance of thy pure love and inner peace. I claim the ability to follow the Lord's will even as I come to know it, discern it, and understand it. I claim an obedient nature that innately loves and longs to do and follow His will. I do all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who strengtheneth me.